Good morning. It is a Monday, and we call this next segment the best 5 minutes of the day, a little consecrated conversation. As we get our friend Jason Kanz on the line, Dr. Jason Kanz. And, you know, one of the things, we communicated a little over the weekend, and one, I'll just share with the listener something I shared with you, and I said, I love your brain, which I thought, you're a neuropsychologist, so I thought, I bet he got a kick out of that. He studies the brain.
Absolutely. That was a real compliment to me to hear you say that. I think it's, I do spend a lot of time thinking, for sure. But I also hope people equally love my heart. And, you know, that's, I think, something I've been seeking to develop over the years. So.
And, well, I think, and I said that I love the way you love God with all your mind. And so,
yep.
And again, reading's a big part of that, right? I mean, there's physical exercise for a body, but I mean, reading is exercise for the mind. So
absolutely, you know, I think that you know we have different ways in which we are able to tend to or cultivate the gifts that God has given us. Some of those are physical, and some are intellectual, and some are relational. And I think we do well when we try to focus on each of those.
So, okay, so this is something I've thought about this for a long time. We're going to throw the subject out. Like, I'm going to bring up the subject of tattoos, okay?
Yeah.
So has your mind, and you've talked to us many times in the past about your three questions that you want to always be asking, and the third of which is, and you encourage others, could I be wrong, right?
Yeah,
and so
absolutely.
What is the opinion you used to hold on tattoos, and has that changed?
You know, I think that's it. Probably has changed. I used to think, I would look at tattoos as maybe unnecessary more than anything else. And honestly, I still don't view them as necessary. But you know, I think there were times I would look and say, okay, what is the purpose that someone is doing this? I think I often felt it as people drawing attention to themselves and not really seeing that as being ideal from a biblically prescriptive idea. And, you know, I think my thinking has changed on that. Certainly it has. as you know, I have a few tattoos. And
so how did your thinking change?
You know, I think part of my thinking changed. A lot of my thinking changes about different things in conversation with my eldest daughter, Grace. You know, we talked a lot about that, and I was starting to see believers who were getting tattoos, and I think I was stirred by them because a lot of times they carried a lot of meaning for those people. You know, sometimes people would get Hebrew or Greek words, and I was able to ask, you know, what is the meaning behind that for you? And found that, you know, these things were deeply meaningful for them. And so I think my thinking started to change a few years ago around that. You know, certainly a huge piece of it was Heather saying, you know what, I think it's okay if that's something you would want to do. Mm-hmm. It has changed a lot.
And in Stephen Curtis, we've read most of Stephen Curtis Chapman's memoir, and I'm looking to get a used copy again. I let one slip through my hands a few months back, and I'm regretting it. But anyhow, it's a great read. And his song, Remember, he wrote in putting the memoir together, because he's like, wow,
yeah.
I had to remember things. But he talks about his wife, Mary Beth, that had got a tattoo before him, and then he eventually did. And so...
Yeah.
And yet, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you speak to this or not. I'm looking up, there's a verse, Leviticus 19:28.
Yeah, yep.
Talks maybe you must, you know, I don't know, the Net Bible says you must not slash your body for a dead person or incise a tattoo on yourself. I am the Lord. So we probably
I think that's the verse that's most commonly cited in rejecting it. You know, I think when we think about that, you have to read the surrounding context. That's very much Old Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we have to ask, are we also not willing to cut the corners of our beards, you know, and those sorts of things. And when Christ came, the old has passed and the new has come.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean a person must get a tattoo. But I think when we look at that, it was in it was tattoos at that point were indication of cultic religion. And so the prohibition of them was to avoid reflecting this other cult, and to stay away from the appearance of belonging to this cultic religion. And so I think we have to be cautious about selectively applying Old Testament laws to being believers under the New Covenant.
Yeah, no, that's good enough. All right, so tell me about I don't know if you can in a minute. Tell me about you've got five and you plan to get a sixth. So tell me about the first one.
Yeah, so the first one that I have it's on my right arm. It says Shalom in Hebrew, and that word has had a lot of meaning for me. And part of the reason I got it is I want to be daily reminded that Christ, God in his kingdom, is in the process of restoring shalom, and that's not just peace, but universal flourishing and wholeness and the way things ought to be.
Yeah.
And so I see it on my forearm every day, and it's a reminder that that's what we're called to.
Shalom is a great word. It is.
It is.
Yeah. That book by Rick Love that I recommended that we both is excellent about peacemakers. So thank you. Well, you know what? Recently I saw somewhere you talked about, a favorite song of yours was Peace by Rich Mullins. Isn't that right?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely.
Yeah, we've got that this morning because I've got it off A Liturgy, A Legacy, and A Ragamuffin Band. I don't know that we've played it on the radio before, to be honest with you.
It's my favorite Rich Mullins song, yeah.
Well, let's give it a listen right now this morning, WWIB.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. All right, well, we've got Drew Frelick on the line, counselor and comic from the state of Michigan. Now, I tried for your friend Josiah at Four Rings, no answer. So maybe...
Yeah, I tried as well.
Maybe that's the first joke this morning.
I guess. I mean, he's a pastor, so, I guess Monday's like a day off.
Well, we can...
Perhaps he thought AM, PM, or there's a time change in there.
Happens. I saw you told him 7:45, which was Michigan time, and then 6:45. So
exactly.
That's okay.
So here's the thing about Josiah. Josiah is a comic, just like me. He's a pastor. He is a total night owl. And I'll give you an example. My birthday was 2 weekends ago.
Uh-huh.
And the party was from like 2 to 9 or something like that. And so everyone's hanging out and the party ends. Everyone's like gone to bed. I'm getting ready for bed and it's midnight. And I hear this knock at my door.
Oh my.
And of course, it's like I live in Detroit, so it's like if someone knocks on your door at midnight, you're not exactly like, oh, I wonder who it could be. This is going to be
yeah,
great,
right. Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's not like the suburbs, The suburbs, it's like somebody could come to my door, at midnight with a knife in their hand, and I would just assume they were selling Cutco knives or something like that. So I'm like, okay. So I go to the door, and it's Josiah, and he goes, hey, man, happy birthday. And I'm like, hey, you're like 9 hours late for the party.
Hey, man, so, happy birthday. That's funny.
Total night owl. And he does this we've been doing this show on Facebook Live called Jones After Dark. Mm-hmm. And we get on there and we talk about like different issues like racism, issues in the church, things like that, mental health. So eventually when he wakes up, it'll be great to have him on the show because he's a super interesting dude. But as I said, not a morning person. So.
Well, we'll get it figured out eventually. We'll get it figured out eventually. So now you've kind of made it clear to me, Drew Frelick, that you're like, and you're fun about it. You're like, hey, I'm a counselor first and then a comedian. So is he going to kind of set me straight and go, I'm a pastor first and then I imagine, right? I mean, you
got
to kind of.
He's got the comedy bug so bad. I mean, he's been a pastor for like 20 years and he started doing comedy like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, you see it, that look in the young comic's eyes. I mean, he's older than I am, but as in comedy years, he's younger. And he's like in love with comedy. What I mean? It's like this addiction. So he'll probably say he's a comic first.
I haven't heard a lot of those mixtures of pastor comedian.
No, I really want to go to his church now, though.
Well, I mean, think about, so we have this idea for doing this show on YouTube. So think about this. You have a white mental health counselor who's a comic, a black pastor who's a comic, and we're talking about issues.
Yeah.
And we both live in Detroit. It's a good concept. We just got to get them to, you know, wake up for the show.
Sure. So, again, if for people want to check that out on, I mean, how would you, After Dark, you said? It's called Jones After Dark?
Yeah, so what you can do, go to my website, drewfralick.com.
Is his name Josiah Jones?
Josiah Jones.
See how I put that together there? I could be kind of a private investigator.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's a good name, right? It was called Rona After Dark, and now it's called Jones After Dark.
Okay. Hey, yeah. I got to say, I posted a great article. You've got your own website, drewfralick.com, yeah. And you shared this. I was, by the way, the first to share this, so I don't know if I get
I
any kind of...
I appreciate that, Mark.
But it's called The Protests and Prochaska, Apologies Versus Repentance from Racism. It's really good. Now, I read it to my wife in bed on Friday night, and at the end, she agreed it was good. She said that it was long. But, I mean, I kind of defended you because you kind of put your humor, but there's some good stuff in there.
Yeah. So what I do is I post a thing every week. This week on Friday, it's going to be about mental health. It's called Survival of the Illest. Mm. Is mental health counseling a one-size-fits-all thing? Mm. So every week there's something on there about the church, mental health, racism, humor, and of course it's all got jokes in it too. You know, I pepper it with jokes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Make it readable.
Absolutely. Well, hey, we're going to have a good time ribbing Josiah when we eventually get him on the program. So,
yes.
You know, it's
yes.
funny. My son's a night owl too, and he just started a job at Caribou Coffee.
Oh.
He had to be there at 4:30 this morning.
Ooh, so brutal.
Yeah. So, but it's good. It's good to get it.
That's one of those, okay, do you just like stay up and treat it like a night shift and just like go to bed when you're done at 1 in the afternoon?
He said he struggled going to sleep early because it's just the whole late night. Drew, thanks a lot, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, appreciate you guys. Take care.
We'll look forward to ribbing Josiah in the meantime. All right, so this is a little fun between you and I this morning, Hillary. So I put up Facebook, and I do the birthdays off Facebook in the morning with my close to 2,800 Facebook friends. Not bragging. I mean, I just have a lot. My family's just like, Dad, you have too many friends. So, but part of even doing sales, I like to, my wife's like, yeah, you like to friend everybody.
Yeah.
So, but this morning I was like, wow, the only birthday I came across was Ann Lean. And I'm like, I don't even know Ann Lean.
Huh.
But
yeah,
I'm like,
she's a friend of mine, though.
Yeah. And I just, it's just now that I noticed that it was your Facebook left up from Friday, which you rarely do.
I usually sign out of everything.
So
but
had I had more time, I could have made all sorts of interesting Facebook posts from you.
Sign me out.
So I'm going to share the people who have birthdays that I know today.
Hey.
Include our friend Francis. Boy, is he a great guy that we work with in Liberia, Francis Sumo. He's 52 today. As well as James Coley, same age in Liberia. Let's bring it back to America. Stephanie, hey, happy birthday. You've got Julie Klingberg with a birthday today and Amber O'Flanagan. So everybody, happy birthday today.
Happy birthday. And happy birthday, Anne. She works for the city of Altoona. She's just a delight.
Oh, yeah.
When you go into the city hall there in Altoona, she is the smiling face that would normally greet you. Of course, now everything's closed. But
very
yes,
good.
Love, Anne.
Outstanding. Weekend recap, the Monday edition. Father's Day. I just posted this picture on the WIB Wake Up Show page. My wife, yesterday morning, pulled a wonderful steak out of the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the pictures of the mushrooms and the onions. Now, it turns out those were for everybody else, too, the mushrooms and the onions. But they were right
the
by me.
For you.
So I was enjoying them for a good part of yesterday's
delicious
post-church meal. Thanks for some of the cards and kind of go around. For birthdays, we do like tributes.
Right.
And we never did that for my birthday. And my wife often says, like, yeah, your birthday and Father's Day. So
it's hard together. When they're so close together.
They were further apart than they ever could be because the latest Father's Day could be yesterday. Watched an episode and a half of Breaking Bad with my son, Dawson.
Very good.
Grad party in Spring Valley, lots of rain. Congratulations to our nephew, Maverick, as he ventures out into the world. And Juneteenth was impressed with the viral communication. Well, viral? No, virtual.
Virtual,
yes, thank you. From 9 in the morning till 8 at night, they were informing panels. It was really good. Hats off to Dr. Salika Duxworth-Lawton, the guest on Chippewa Valley this week. You can access the podcast at WIB.com. Ed Hudgens, also a great job as the moderator for that Juneteenth
project.
Excellent. Well, my Saturday was, I'm going to admit, it was just kind of challenging. I had a full day board meeting and it was all virtual. So I spent 6.5 hours on Zoom.
That's
which
a long time.
Is, and I really love our board meetings and that for Waytag, but 6.5 hours, it was just long. And balancing taking care of dad with that. And, you know, the dog got sick all over a big pile of bedding. So in between Zoom meetings, taking care of dad, I was doing all of this laundry, which was fun. Yesterday was a much better day, friends. Yesterday was a much better day. Mm. So, yeah, Dean, I think he had a good birthday, or a birthday, a Father's Day. He actually was the griller, so that's fine. We had stuffed jalapeno peppers and teriyaki spam on the grill, as well as some brats.
Spam worked its way in, of course.
Of course it did.
Yeah, again, with my dad in the Rice Lake Cameron area and my father-in-law in the Dallas area, too, about 20 minutes apart. So double-dipped on the grilled food yesterday. Had steaks at mom and dad's house and then brats and burgers at my father-in-law's house. So, yeah, that was great. And the day before, some of my favorite foods like brewpub pizza. And I thought of Mark, a breakfast blend trail mix that I had not tried before that my wife found at Walmart.
Interesting.
That was just fantastic.
Huh. So, it had raisins in it, didn't it?
It had M&M's.
Craisins and yogurt-covered craisins. Yeah, so this one didn't have M&M's, but it had like little like honey-roasted almonds and granola bites and stuff. Healthy, but delicious.
Delicious.
Again, you love the mixture. You
know? Yeah. It's
kind of like
Father's Day weekend.
This show is kind of a morning trail mix.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hillary is not the raisin.
No, I am not the raisin. Okay, so I found this. It's signs of a cool house. Whose kids go to the cool house? I always wanted to have, like, the cool house for my kids, for their friends to gather. Yeah, I got nothing.
You've done so many cool things, like
I know,
the waffle
but
bar.
I haven't.
Yeah,
oh, that's true. I got that. Well, okay.
That was
so
cool.
The number one thing is good snacks. So I guess I do bring it when it comes to the food
thing.
You do? Yeah. Yeah, we had the fajita party. We had the carnitas, and then we had the waffle bar. Okay, so number one is good snacks. That's you want to establish yourself as the cool house, have the good snacks. So I got that going
video
for
games,
me.
38% say you got to have the video games.
Yeah, we don't have video games.
We have a Wii U.
There you go.
We got a PS4.
Cable TV. Yeah, we don't have that either.
We got Netflix.
we've got that.
We've had Hulu.
No.
A pool. 34% say having a pool. So I don't think they mean playing pool. I mean like a backyard.
Having
like
a pool.
One of those little
888
things from Walmart that I saw somebody carrying on the top of their car.
Did you guys have, when
day.
You were in high school, did you have a friend who had a pool?
No.
No, because I lived in Rhinelander. No one had pools. No. We had lakes.
Chris, I remember Chris in high school. He had an in-ground pool.
Nice.
Pool. So we spent more time at Chris's house.
Right. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Different toys having different toys. Yeah, okay.
My kids think they have different toys when they just discover the things we put away in totes in the basement.
Yes.
And it's, hello, we have new toys.
Yeah. Board games. We have a lot of board games.
We do, too. Mm.
I'm going to go back to toys because we had something. I think toys would, I forget what my wife called it, but if toys didn't get put away, they got put into detention.
Nice.
And then they got locked up for a while. It's almost like toy prison. And then when they get brought out again,
there's a new release.
So it's just like, now did that sow the seeds for future cleaning practices? No, it didn't. So,
thinking about toys, if there's always one toy, because I remember my friends, the Lancasters, they had a Lego pirate ship.
Oh.
And until I eventually saved up and got one, it was, wow, I want to go to the Lancasters' house because they have a Lego pirate ship.
Nice.
The Bergmans had big wheels. You know, the big wheel, like tricycle things. Those were the coolest. I didn't have one of those. I wanted their big wheels. That was the funnest, going to their house.
Board games.
Yeah.
Talked about big backyard. Having a big backyard.
Totally.
Nice.
That's fun.
A dog or pet to play with. Well, we're bringing it in that department. We got the dog and guinea pigs.
You can
cats.
Even take him home for a day or a week or a month.
Or a year.
Siblings to play with.
And a trampoline. Yeah, we don't have one of those either.
Now, my wife tells stories. She tells, we saw her brother, Doug, over the weekend. Now, he's grown with 3 kids of his own, but, you know, 40 probably in that ballpark. But, but when she talks about siblings to play with, like her brother was, you know, 4 years younger.
Oh.
Yeah, that was, it was, it's like he would look for ways to kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Fly
infiltrate.
In the
yes,
exactly. Spy
infiltrate.
Or do whatever.
Yes.
You
always, awesome.
You need the anti-hero to kind of make the, make the afternoon go smoothly.
Oh, goodness.
Well, we mentioned that it is onion rings day today.
Delicious.
Yes.
Yeah, they are good. There used to be a restaurant. It's not there anymore. My hometown of Wauwatosa, Jake's Restaurant. And you could get a hill or a mountain of onion rings.
Ooh.
And they were, you know, onion rings are in different ways. Like
that's a mountain I'm willing to climb.
You got the big, the big thick ones. But these were more...
Like the shoestring kind
of? Yeah, more kind of like that.
Delicious.
And again, you could just have... A mountain.
A mountain.
Yeah,
sure.
So that was something memorable.
Yum.
But the earliest recipe for onion rings dates back to 1802.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Their popularity soared with the growth of fast food restaurants. Now, again, you think, well, fast food, when did that? You think McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
But you'd be wrong.
Oh.
Kirby's Pig Stand. Yes, Kirby's Pig Stand, which opened in 1921 in Dallas, is believed to be America's first drive-in restaurant.
It was so prescient.
Yes.
I'm guessing pig stand probably referred to the type of food.
Yeah.
But honestly, in the fast food nation that we've become,
yes,
it's like, come on.
Yeah.
And not only were they the first drive-in restaurant, but they, in fact, claimed to be the birthplace of onion rings. Now, again, you go back to 1802, but they're saying maybe in America.
Okay.
So, say oink when you order.
Yeah.
I do love me some onion rings.
Uh-huh.
I love fast food.
I just love food.
I know. Well, here's the thing. Let me give a quick shout out to Arby's email club yesterday.
Okay.
They sent out an email that said fathers get a free any sandwich of their choosing on Father's Day.
Really?
So I absolutely went to my local Arby's in Chippewa Falls. Is this for real? And they said, yes, it is. Yeah. And I said, could I have a double beef and cheddar? And they said, yes, you may.
Can.
And
so
free
I bought
sandwich of your choice?
Yeah. And so I bought a little extra as well. Just
of course.
To say that, you know. Not just to get the freebie, but it was delicious.
My question, though, is I was in the Arby's text club, and then does that elapse? Because, like...
I don't know.
Is there a difference between the text club and the email club?
Yeah, I'm not in the email. You're in the email club?
I am in the email club. Okay. Would you like an invite? I bet I can get you in. I can speak to someone.
I guess it's going to... Well, I was in the text club for a while, and it seems like a couple of different restaurants, and it's like...
You kind of fell off.
Well, it just kind of... Yeah, you don't hear from them as often.
Yeah, our Friday night takeout, we didn't get onion rings, but we went to Milwaukee Burger. And ordered from them. We got the cheese curd sampler platter. Mm. Oh, so good.
Now, how does that work? Awesome. Cheese curd sampler.
Because it's like they're big square curds, they're fire curds, some other kind of curd that was delicious, and they're fair curds as well.
Mm.
So we had so many curds. It was delicious.
Right, as long as we're on the line of food, I was at this graduation party on Saturday, and there were small bags of different kind of chips. There was like Cheetos, Fritos, Doritos.
Sure.
But the thing was, in terms of flavor choices, there was like different spicy flavors. Like,
yes.
There was not like standard nacho cheese or it's kind of like, or Cool Ranch. I mean,
sure.
There were all of these other more
exotic
and we've got so
flavors.
Many choices in America.
we
recently got some chili cheese Fritos.
Yeah,
those are so good.
The Aldi brand, though.
That's what I get too.
So delicious.
My wife and I were having a discussion about favorite chips and chili cheese Aldi Fritos. Came up. For sure.
My kids polished a bag of those off last night. I found them in the family room this morning.
They're gone.
And speaking of Colette, here's an interview we had right here on the WIB Wake Up Show with the Vice President of Colette in America, Jim Edwards, talking about what they are doing to make sure that you are safe traveling as they get back to business, one of the first major travel companies, in fact, the first major travel company in the world to get back to business coming up here in July. That Greece trip is coming up November 4th through the 14th. Here's a little bit more from Jim.
We want to welcome back our guests to experience the world, but we want to do that safely and have a great experience from start to finish. So we've worked with the CDC and WHO and government agencies across the world, as well as medical professionals. And some of the things that we're putting in place is social distancing on our motor coach transportation. I think you're going to see that organically we're going to have social distancing. So it's just lower numbers on the planes, lower numbers on the transportation vehicles, the motor coaches that we use. You know, what we're going to see is anywhere from 30 to 50% less capacity on our tours. So what used to be a 44 or 45 passenger vehicle that we're using per tour is now on this tour exactly at 27. So definitely smaller groups. Everything's going to be a lot cleaner. It's going to have lots of hand sanitizer available. Our tour managers are going to be right with the folks from start to finish. Headsets for the guides and our travelers, so you don't have to be close to anybody. You're going to have a headset on, so you won't miss a word that the tour manager is going to say throughout the experience, whether you're walking to visit some of those incredible ruins or you're on the motor coach. We're able to have some flexibility with our guests, and I think that's what gives our guests confidence, is our cancel for any reason travel protection. With that, sign up. If you change your mind, no worries. You get your deposit back of the $750. You even get your premium back, the $399 travel protection, if you change your mind by July 1st. Between July 1st and November 3rd, if you're apprehensive, things don't look like it's safe, and you feel that you don't want to go, no worries. You don't need a doctor's note. You don't need a reason. You can cancel the trip and get all your money back except for the $399 travel protection premium, even on November 3rd. It's an 11-day journey, and throughout you're going to have three nights on a cruise ship, so that'll be fantastic. It's a smaller vessel. I'm sure there'll be less folks on board, but you're going to be traveling the footsteps of Paul, starting and finishing in Athens, but you're going to go to Santorini, which I was just there last May. It's one of the most incredible islands in the world. So you'll have a chance to experience that magnificent island. You'll go to Kustodasi to see the ancient ruins, on up to Mediora. So you'll see the sandstone monasteries where the Benedictine monks would go to be closer to their faith. And it's just a wonderful journey that you're going to have a little bit of everything, something for everybody along the way, whether it's a spiritual journey, whether it's seeing the ancient history that Greece offers, and the people, the food, the music. What a wonderful experience. And by November, we're going to be in good shape and able to see this beautiful part of the world.
Already looking forward to, I think almost a dozen of you already have signed up for this trip and would love to see more go along with Rod and Lil Larson Discover Greece. And again, we air that again just to let you know you are in good hands. And truly, I think the best hands in the world when it comes to guided travel with Colette. I mean, they've been around right. for well over 100 years for a reason.
Well, and we were even talking off of the air, you know, as I was listening to this, I was like, wow, they really are being, you know, thorough and conscientious and safety-minded in this. So, wow, fantastic. They want you to stay safe more than you even want you to stay safe, I feel, you know.
November 4th, this tour starts. You can check it out, the itinerary at WWIB.com, and call them. Get answers to all of your questions. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.